Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each Tuesday on The Laura Longley Show, we'll have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with Tenille Jackson, author of Inspiration from Above. Tenille will share the five ways that you can find inspiration in your own life. She'll also be giving away two copies of her book to listeners later in the show, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But first, I want to give you an update on the past week. I had this, I don't know if it's called a brainstorm or not, because I've been kind of thinking about it, but not really consciously. Anyway, what my new idea is that I want to start doing some mini readings using tarot on the show. And this started from when I did my very first Laura Longley Show on KKNW at the beginning of March. And Dr. Pat was my guest on that show. And we had people calling in asking to do mini readings. And so I'm going to add that as part of the show starting next Tuesday, April 2nd. And that's going to take place in the last 15 minutes of the show. So if we get people calling in and there's enough demand for that, then we might expand that to make that a bigger part of the show. So I just wanted to let you know about that in advance. So if you're interested in having a mini reading on the air, then you can be prepared to listen live next Tuesday at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 4 o'clock Eastern. Well, my favorite guilty pleasure, and maybe it's not such a guilty pleasure, has started again, and that is Dancing with the Stars. And this is the second week, but since I don't have cable TV or satellite TV, then I have to wait till the next day to watch it. So I just today finished watching the second week, which was on last night. And it reminded me of how important it is for us to have fun in our lives. And I love watching it and all the spectacle and the costumes and the fun and the entertainment. And it also reminded me how much I like to dance myself. And later in this show, during the light bulb moment, we're going to be talking more about having fun and why play is really important in our lives and can actually lead us to inspiration and creativity. So listen for more about that towards the end of the show. And I wanted to remind you, if you are in the Northwest area, that on the weekend of April 20th and 21st, I'm going to be at the Portland Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, and I will have a booth with my friend and colleague, Marcia Bench, who does numerology. I'll be doing tarot readings, and Marcia and I each will be doing a talk during the weekend. So find out more about that. You can go to the website, lauralongley.net. And let's see, I think that kind of wraps up what the highlights are from the last week. I guess if in my highlights is Dancing with the Stars, I didn't have that exciting of a week, but I do love that show. It's really fun. Tenille has been patiently waiting in the wings, so let me introduce her to you. Award-winning author Tenille Jackson has written an inspirational book, a relationship book, children's books, as well as books on effective communication. She ranked number 3 as the 2011 National Black Book Festival's Best New Author. She served as a seminar speaker for the 2011 Ultimate Women's Expo in Dallas. In 2012, CBS Chicago recognized her as one of the 5 indie Chicago authors and publishers to watch out for. Let's welcome Tennille Jackson to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Tennille.
How you doing, Laura?
I am doing well. Now, you are in the Chicago area as we speak, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, and you and I were talking a little bit before the show started about how winter is taking its time in winding down where you are.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's kind of like winter is in the midst instead of being over, because we should be approaching spring, because technically spring has sprung, but here it's still about 40 degrees.
Well, that's not too bad. At least it's above freezing.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we had in the Seattle area, in the northern part of the Seattle area last Friday, which was also after spring had sprung, we had really the only snow that we've had this year. So it's a late spring, but it's actually been beautiful weather here since then. So I'll take it, even if it is a little bit chillier.
Exactly.
So you have written a number of books, but the one that we're going to be focusing mostly on today is your book called Inspiration from Above. And can you just give a little bit of your background about how you became an author and what inspired you to write? Since we're talking about inspiration.
I've always loved writing, Laura. I just never really thought about publishing. I never thought about taking the extra step to publish. I was actually pursuing my master's degree, and I had this idea for my first book, which was Please Me a Partner, Spiritual Guide to Happiness. And I actually just took the next step and I got it published, and I saw that it really was not as difficult a process as I thought that it would be. And it just seemed that started the ball to rolling. So after that book, I just, kept going and kept going. But yeah, so it's just really been great to see how the words you have, how they're able to influence and help other people.
Now, what I really like about this book, Inspiration from Above, well, there's several things I really like about it. So Above is actually an acronym that you use for 5 ways that you can get inspiration. And each of the letters stands for one of the ways. And I love that it's very, it's like a formula almost, and it's easy to follow. I like that you have included in here some life coaching questions. So when you read about each of these steps, anybody who's reading the book can take the next step, which is really looking at, okay, how can I include this into my life? How can I take this particular piece of it? And then the other part I really love, and I'm curious about how this came for you, is you have poems in here that you have written. And so did the poems inspire the book, or was it the other way around?
You know what? I actually think that the poems inspired the book. It was a combination too. A friend of mine, we are in an organization together, and I was having a conversation with her, and she's like, you know what, Tennille, you really need to write a book that will inspire women. And I'm like, Chelsea, that's like the last thing I need to do, because I had just recently finished writing 2 other books, and I'm like, I'm really not thinking about writing. But then I found some old poems that I had written, and they kind of had their own themes. And so I just said, you know what? I don't know how, but somehow the creative juices got to flowing. And so I pretty much wrote the book around the poems. So the different chapters were written based upon the things that I thought my poems had in common.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense, because they do fit right in with each of your themes here. And I love how inspiration and creativity, we get it from multiple places. So your friend kind of put the bug in your ear about writing an inspirational book, and you came across these poems that you had written earlier, and how it all just kind of gelled together. And it's so great how, we don't always know how we are going to get inspiration, that it comes to us in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And so this is an aside, but since I was talking about this at the beginning of the show, I was talking about having fun and play and how much I like to watch Dancing with the Stars and I like to dance myself. Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
You know what? I am not an avid watcher though, but I have watched it.
And is dancing fun for you? Do you like to dance?
I am not a dancer at all.
Okay.
It was not a gift that I was born with. No, I am not a dancer at all.
So how do you have fun? How do you play in your life?
You know what? I'm constantly playing with my girls, and I do, when I do have any type of downtime, I try to watch TV. I love Celebrity Apprentice, so that's kind of my guilty pleasure is watching that show. But most of the time, I'm kind of busy, but I love spending time with my girls, taking them different places, whether it's the skating rink or museums or, you know, I just really like having time and spending time with them.
How old are they?
Oh, God, they are now 4, 7, 8, and 10.
Okay, so, yeah, so with that many kids in your life, then you're doing lots of playing anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's what so I have to try to keep up with their latest trends and try to make it fun for me. Because, like, certain things that they like, I'm just like, really? But, you know, you have to still seem interested for their sakes. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll really get into talking about the book and what the steps are in the book that Tennille has laid out. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change stays flight. It takes flight, if I can speak today, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Tennille Jackson, author of Inspiration from Above. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Tennille as well as where to get her books. So, Tennille, can you give us your contact info?
Sure. Anybody that wants can go to my website, which is www.tennilletodos.org. That's www.tennilletodos.org.
All right. And then can they order the book from there?
Oh, definitely. They can see anything about me. They can order any of the books that I have. If they want to book me for an event to be a speaker, if they want to come on my radio show, if they just have any questions for me, all of those things can be taken care of on that website.
All right, great. So let's actually talk about the book. We've talked about how it kind of came into being, but we haven't really talked about what the content is in it. So we did talk about that ABOVE is an acronym. And So let's just step through each of those five ways that we can find inspiration. And the first one that you talk about, the A, is adversity. So Say a little bit about how adversity can bring inspiration for us.
Well, you know what, Laura? One of the things that I like to do when I write is self-reflection. And with that, adversity for me has really played a huge part in developing the person that I am, because it's so many times when I speak about in the book, a lot of the adversity that I had to face was death. I've had so many loved ones within like an 8-year time period to pass away, amongst those being my mother, both grandmothers, nephew who was only a year old. So losing all of those people, while it was very painful at the time it happened, it helped to shape me into who I am. And I just brought that out to show to other people that so many times we go through things and the negative aspects we don't like at that particular time, but they end up working for our good in the end.
And, you know, in my own personal belief is, I'm sure you've heard this saying, is I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it's along the lines of if it's not good, it's not over. So that lots of times when we're in the midst of those things, it's true that we can't see any good in it at all because it's just too painful for us or we've been thrown for a loop or whatever. And then after the fact, we can come back and see, You know, this created this opportunity for me, or this shifted my perspective in a way that created, you know, another way for me to look at something.
And exactly.
With, you know, some of your situations with deaths in your family, I would guess that part of that for you is around recognizing your own strength.
Yeah, I mean, and it definitely that is, you know, the old cliche that says what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. You know, at the time when I lost, it was 10 years ago when my mother passed away, and she was only 45 when she passed. And so that was very, very difficult for me. And at the time I was pregnant with my first child. So it was something that was almost at the point of being traumatizing. And I just had to find a way to keep it together. But it's like after I got over that hurt and over that pain, I was able to really reflect more so on the role that she played in my life and use it to help shape me to be a good mom for my daughter.
Right. Yeah. Using her as your role model. And I know for me personally, a lot of people who have heard my story around my career change, but you know, it was through adversity that I finally woke up and figured out that I was not doing what I was here to do, what I was meant to be doing here. And it was really painful. I say that the universe, you know, kept trying to get my attention and finally had to hit me upside the head with a 2x4 to say, hello, what are you doing? And the adversity that I experienced during that time was, it was, I was in software development, and during the dot-com bust beginning in late 2000 up until I had my, when I finally recognized the wake-up call about 7 years ago, I had 8 jobs in 5 years. I got laid off 3 times in an 18-month period. I was unemployed some of those times. And so from, you know, the outside looking in, it really looked pretty disastrous. But it was the inspiration for me to say, why does this keep happening? There's a pattern here. Why is this happening? And to say, okay, I'm going to do something different, rather than just allow it to keep happening, I guess.
And you know what? Many times if we examine ourselves, and that's one of the reasons why I incorporated the life coaching questions, because at the end of the day, it's not just, for me, it's not just about sharing my story, but it's about using my story to help someone else be able to move forward with their lives. And many people find that it is that traumatic experience or those traumatic experiences that help you to move forward. And you don't think about it at that time, but it's, you know, so many people who have become successful entrepreneurs is because they got fired from that first job, you know,
right.
Or you end up getting the wonderful house you want because you got evicted. Because certain times things have to push us, because when we get in a place that's where we're complacent or get in our comfort zone, we don't want to move forward. But it's
that's
not until you have no other choice that you see how strong you actually can be.
And you know, we it reminds me of that we are motivated by two things in our lives, pleasure and pain. And pain is much more motivating than pleasure is. And so, yeah, sometimes it has to get really painful before we will move out of that comfort zone.
So true.
So your next one, the B and above, is about belief, which is confidence, faith, and trust. And so say a little bit about that.
Well, personally for me, I am a strong believer of God, but I realize that everyone does not believe in God. And that's the reason why I gave the definition as confidence and trust, because if you have belief in yourself as well, you know, that's going to really inspire you to do other things. It's going to inspire you to become a better person. So whether you believe in God, whether you are a Muslim, an atheist, having that belief in some type of power greater than yourself or beyond what you can do, I believe helps to motivate you to try to become even better.
And, you know, and I would agree with that. And I totally agree that it doesn't matter what your definition is of that higher power. It can even be your higher self, just something internal to you. But that is having that trust and faith in whatever that power is for you really can get you through some really difficult times, as well as keep you going towards what it is that you're here to do in life. That belief that you are here for a purpose and that you're here to fulfill that purpose, I guess. And I know for me personally, I have this past year has been one where things have really been not in my control. As I, you know, because I mean, things really aren't in our control. We like to have the illusion that they are, but the reality is that they're not. You know, we can do take certain steps that lead us towards the outcome that we want, but we can't control that. And my mantra the whole second half of 2012 was faith and trust, because, you know, I mean, I think you have to believe in some higher power for this next part that I'm going to say, because I believe that there is divine order, and I believe that our God or the universe or spirit or source or whatever word you like is a beneficent being. Mm-hmm. And so things do turn out for the best for us. And so having that faith and trust is something that I've had to call upon a lot recently. And if I did not have that, I would be in a world of hurt.
Definitely. And I'm the exact same way. You know, I believe I give so much of who I am to the faith that I have. You know, I credit my faith and my belief in God to getting me where I am today. And that's not to say that, you know, I'm a millionaire, I have 15 cars, or, but just who I am and being able to have overcome the different situations, I definitely credit that to the faith and the belief that I have in God.
And, you know, last week, the guest on this show was Tom Moore, who had written a book about benevolent outcomes. And one of the things we talked about with that, I think, is relevant here, which is that, it kind of goes back to that, if it's not good, it's not over yet, that we, having trust and faith that things are to our benefit and are going to turn out well for us doesn't mean that we won't have challenges.
Exactly.
Because challenges are how we learn and it's how we grow and become better people or more evolved people. So, you know, I just want to make sure that, you know, listeners aren't thinking that, oh, you know, if I have this bad thing happening, then, you know, God isn't good or whatever. So, definitely there's a difference there. In that things don't always look good, because that's back to your first point.
Exactly. The things, they may not look good, but how many times would we choose something that didn't look good, choose that to be our fate, and how many times does those things actually end up working out for our good? Most of the times they do, and those will be things that we would leave on the table, because none of us, as you were saying earlier, none of us would choose pain. We would all choose pleasure.
Exactly. Well, it's time for us to take another break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the last three steps in Inspiration from Above with Tennille. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Tennille Jackson, author of Inspiration from Above. And before we talk more about the steps in Tennille's book about inspiration, Tennille's going to give away two copies of her book to the first two callers at 800-930-2819. Again, the number to call is 800-930-2819. And you can get either a hard copy of the book that Tennille will mail to you. And if that's what you want, then give Chrissy your physical address. Or you can get a PDF version of the book. And in that case, we just need your email address and phone number, along with your name. We always need your name. So again, if you want to get a copy of Tennille's book for free, 800-930-2819. So let's just dive right back into what the rest of the steps are here. So we did A and B, which were adversity and belief. And so, I'm looking at the book.
Overcoming.
Overcoming.
Yes, or being victorious. I find, Laura, that when you are victorious in something, when you are able to overcome whatever that situation is, that definitely provides inspiration. Because as we were discussing earlier, it's so easy to find good out of positive things. So that really is kind of a no-brainer. When I have just given birth to a child, or when I've just gotten a new job, or, you know, I've just gotten great news, then that definitely inspires me to try to do something else or to keep it going. So O is for overcoming.
Oh, you know what? That is really a great perspective. And I hadn't really thought about it in that way before, that kind of when we're already on the top of the world, we've already got the momentum. We've already got the forward movement. Mm-hmm. And that is the exact perfect time to look at, where do we want to go next? What do we want to
exactly.
do?
Exactly. Because at that point, we feel that we're invincible. If I've gotten a job, then you know what? Let's see what the next step can be. Or if this person has said that they're willing to hire me, let's see who else is willing to hire me. So you're exactly right. When we're on top of the world already, no one wants to go down from being on top. So we want to see either how we can maintain that momentum or even increase it.
Right. Oh, perfect. I love that. Yeah. I always love when I have kind of an, oh, I hadn't thought of that before. I like that. And I want to give out the number one more time so that people get an opportunity to get this book. If you want to get a copy of Tennille's book, 800-930-2819. And so let's move on to V. And V is a hard letter to find words for, but venture is the V word.
Exactly. And pretty much this, what I like to think of when I'm talking about venture is undertaking, an undertaking that is of uncertain outcome. So not necessarily like I'm going to Vegas and I'm going to like wager it all, but you know, it's sometimes things happen that when you just have to get outside of your comfort zone. And we were talking about that earlier as well. Like sometimes we become so complacent that we don't want to try anything different. Like I'm so used to what I know. I go to this job every day the same time. You know, I have this house that I've been in. And so sometimes you have to just try something different because you don't know if that will be better or not. And so many people are afraid to get out of that shell. You know, they've been urged, or you know how you were even saying earlier how, you know, it wasn't until 2007 that you really just want to go ahead and break through. And so many people just will continue to do the same thing. Not that they're happy, It's just because it's what they know. And sometimes you have to break away from what you know to get what you want to have.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, that, so there was something else I was going to say first, and then I'll come back to the point I was just going to make. But I like that this is about of uncertain outcome, because that's mm-hmm. what keeps us being in that comfort zone, right? Is because mm-hmm. we're not sure of how things are going to turn out. Mm-hmm. And now I totally lost what my other point was, but that's really okay because the reality is, I mean, we were talking about this, a little bit earlier in the show, that we really can never be certain of an outcome, even when we think we are.
Exactly.
And so to take that risk and see, you know, how does this feel to me
mm-hmm.
is with the opportunity, with the, knowing that the potential outcome or the potential gain from it could really be something fabulous. And it goes back to, so being able to be willing to take that risk actually goes back to your first thing about adversity. Because mm-hmm. when we've gone through adversity, we know that we can weather it.
Exactly.
And we know that we can be okay regardless of what the outcome is. And so it gives us a lot more,
almost confidence.
Yeah,
which leads into
exactly.
B. Exactly. Because if I've experienced the low, then really what else do I have to lose? So why not venture and try to see whether or not what I'm thinking will work? Because the worst thing that can happen is that it doesn't. My sister
exactly.
used to always say, nothing beats a failure but a try. So you won't know if you can be successful unless you try.
Exactly. And, you know, it reminds me of, you know, conversations I've had with many of my clients, because we all have a fear of failure. But
exactly.
when we really look at it and we really look at what is the absolute worst thing that could happen, most of mm-hmm. the time, the answer is the worst thing that can happen is that I'll be in the same place that I was before.
Before I got started. Exactly.
So it's no worse than where I am right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if I do try, it could turn out to be better than where I am right now.
Exactly. And you'll never know unless you try. So why not try? Because as you say, you could very well be in a better place. In worst case scenario, you're not. But you've already learned how to maintain being in that place that you're already in. So you won't come out any worse than you were
right.
when you went
exactly.
in.
Absolutely. By the way, Trinity Grace has won a hard copy of the book, and we still
Yay,
have one
Trinity.
More copy of the book to give away. So if you want the book, you can still call in at 800-930-2819, and Trinity will have that being sent to her by Tennille very, very soon. And I know that Tennille will sign it because she signed mine too. So
Yes, I will.
So then let's move on to the last step here, which is emotion or strong feelings. And how does that play into all of this?
You know what? I think the emotion pretty much is what ties everything together that we have discussed and what ties you in life, period. How you feel about something is going to dictate what it is that you do. And so I really feel like whatever your emotion is, you can use that to inspire you. Like when you are really upset, then there are things that you do when you're really angry that you would not do any other time. And I'm not saying that that's good, but I'm just giving an example.
Uh-huh.
Or when you're extremely happy, there are things that you would do that you would not ordinarily do. And so your emotion drives you one way or the other. However you feel, if you're depressed, then you're not going to move. You're not going to do anything because you just don't feel like doing it. So your emotion, however it is that you're feeling, is going to drive you to do whatever it is that you need to do.
And, you know, this plays right into cognitive therapy, which is when I was still practicing as a therapist, what I used a lot, because you're absolutely correct. And our thoughts are what create our emotions. And so if you're in that place of feeling depressed and you know that it leaves you, feeling unmotivated, then there are things that you can do to change that mood by changing your thoughts. And it'd be a whole show plus some to talk about how that works. But, you know, just so that people know that you don't have to be stuck in whatever mood or emotion that you're in. There are ways to shift and adjust that to make it something that is more useful in your life and actually more pleasant to experience. Yeah.
And that's really the concept behind Inspiration from Above. Like I said, it is beyond my sharing my personal story, but one of the reasons why I did take this stuff is because in all of my other books, I never really share the personal side of me. It's pretty much advisory or encouraging, but never where people get a peek of who I am. And so I wanted to take the time within this book to kind of share some of my personal triumphs as well as some of the obstacles that I've had to overcome, but mainly to share with you that you can be inspired from anything. Don't feel like that it's just having the $1 million. Don't feel like it's just being, you know, having a high stature, but wherever you are in life, so whether you're facing adversity, you have belief, you're able to overcome, venture, or emotion, you can use all of those things to be inspired.
Absolutely. And this book is really great at laying this out in a way where it's easy to see. And it is inspiring to read the poems as well. So thank you for
sharing. Yeah, and I definitely like the
self in that way. I appreciate it so much. And I know that it's useful to people who are listening and people who read the book. And we're getting ready to wrap up our little chat today. And before we do, can you give your contact info one more time, Tennille?
Sure, no problem. It is www.tennillesadouf.org. That's www.tennealsto-dos.org.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And before we say goodbye, I just want to say we did have someone win another copy of the book, and I hope I pronounced this correctly. It's Rute Sareva, and both Rute and Trinity are in Rhode Island, and so Tennille will be getting copies of those books out to them very shortly. And Tennille, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your process from Inspiration from Above.
Thank you for having me, Laura. It was really a pleasure.
Great. Well, I look forward to talking to you again soon. So I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when I return, I'll share with you some of the fun and exciting things going on with me and my business, as well as this week's light bulb moment. So stay tuned.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Tennille Jackson, author of Inspiration from Above, about ways to become inspired. And here are some ways to get more information on inspiration and happiness. You can visit my Facebook page, which is Blue Heron Wisdom. On Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. On LinkedIn, I have a group called Authentic Happiness, and it's an open group. Anyone can join. And always my website, www.lauralongley.net. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about fun and the importance of having fun and play. And I was thinking about this because I had been watching, now I forgot the name of it, Dancing with the Stars. Okay, that was the name of it. And I love to watch it and I love to dance. And it got me thinking about having fun. And it reminded me of a conversation that I had with my therapist maybe a month or so ago. And you probably are getting used to hearing a lot about what my therapist says. Obviously, I think that she's a pretty wise woman. And one of the things that we talked about was that I really needed to have fun and just play. And part of the reason that it was important for me as a therapeutic approach is that I'm someone who as a child didn't really get much of that opportunity. And so as an adult, I don't incorporate it in my life as much as some other people might. And the reason that it's important for me and for everyone else is that as children, the way we learn is through play. And that's also true for us as adults in a lot of ways. It opens up creativity that we have that can be stifled otherwise. And it takes the pressure off of us having to perform. Playing and having fun has no goal at all other than enjoyment. And if you're not enjoying it, you don't have to keep doing it. You can do something else that you are enjoying. And so it relieves all that pressure that as adults we feel around having to have a purpose to everything that we do, evaluating how well we're doing whatever it is. And it really takes away all of those rules around the things that we do normally in our lives. So not only does it open up access to creativity that we don't get other ways, it also allows us to express our creativity through whatever activity it is that we're doing. So for me, I like to dance. That is one way that I play and have fun. And I'll tell you, for my therapist, she was going through the whole list of ways that people play and have fun. And I was like, no, that's not it. No, that's not it. So don't give up if you think dancing isn't your thing. And in a moment, when we talk about the light bulb moment, I'll be giving you lots of ideas of ways that you might play and have fun. So it expresses our creativity. It's a way that we allow our inspired self to come out without having to be in any sort of structure or box. It's whatever is fun for us, whatever we enjoy. So that's why it is important, is because it does allow that creativity. It expresses creativity. We learn better when we're playing. It takes off the pressure and it relaxes us and it rejuvenates us. It's a way to get another spurt of energy when we're feeling down or just depleted and exhausted. So let's talk about the light bulb moment and how you can do this in your own life and find additional inspiration and creativity through play. So the first thing to do is to ask yourself, what is play for you? As I said, my therapist had to kind of go through a long list of things before I found something that it was for me. And some of the list of things are things like doing art, that can be painting or drawing or arts and crafts, scrapbooking, any of those kinds of visual things that people like to create. Now, that's not it for me, but I know that there's probably plenty of you who you love that. I have friends who are avid scrapbookers, and that's play for them. It's fun. Music is another one. And again, I love to sing, but nobody else would like to hear me sing. So it's fun for me, not so fun for everybody else. But, you know, singing or playing an instrument, music is another way that we can play. Physical activity. You think about when you were a kid and playing tag and just running for the joy of running. That's another thing. Dancing, I've already mentioned. Just acting silly and not having any expectations of yourself of how you need to behave beyond being kind to others. But, you know, not going by society's rules. That's another form of play. And, you know, so at the bottom of all of this is really just being yourself, just showing up as who you are and doing what you feel like doing in the moment, allowing yourself that freedom. I recommend that everyone, myself included, build in playtime every single day. As I said, it's relaxing and it's rejuvenating. Plus, it gives you access to your creativity in a way that you can't do any other way. And when you are playing, pay attention to inspiration and ideas that come to you during that time. Now, I want to warn you, don't play with the expectation of getting inspiration, because then you're not really playing. You've set a goal other than just enjoying it. But notice. So you're not looking for it. You're just noticing if it shows up, and don't try to force it. And see what happens. And I'd love to hear from you what your experience is playing. I want to remind you that I'm now doing tarot sessions, and you can schedule those or get more information at lauralongley.net. With those, you get an audio recording of the session as well as we set intentions. And I also want to mention again something I mentioned at the beginning of the show about this new idea for doing tarot mini readings on the show, where people would call in and I would do like a one card reading for them. And I'm going to start that next week on Tuesday's show, April 2nd. And if people call in enough, then we're going to expand it so it'll be more than just the last 15 minutes, which is what I'm planning on for right now. So I would love for you to call in and do a reading with me on the air. And it's free. What more could you want? It would be fun. And we did this, as I mentioned, on my first show on KKNW a couple of weeks ago. And so go listen to that archive and see what it's like. It really is fun. I want to thank my guest today, Tennille Jackson, for sharing all of her great information about inspiration. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show. I had a wonderful time, as I do every single week. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Laura Longley Show, that's April 2nd, I will be talking with author Martha Beck. You might have seen her on Oprah, and she's also a monthly columnist for O Magazine. And we're going to be talking about her latest book called Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.